And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town. We have some news about schools that is less than an hour old that we want to share with you. And I have Heidi Wolf, the principal of Chino Valley High School, to go over some information with me. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day, on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and as always, on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
Napa Know-How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town. This is our focus on schools, and, you know, it's strange times, and I'll let you know in just a second. I want to introduce my guest that's going to be with us for the hour. Heidi Wolf is principal of Chino Valley High School. Welcome, Heidi.
Thank you very much, John. It's great to be here.
So just to kind of let you know, we were just talking about how when this all started in March, our board got together on a Sunday morning and decided to cancel school. And 2 hours later, the governor came out and canceled school for us. And today we spent most of the morning with our district leadership team coming up with plans on what we can put in place to start August 5th. And Heidi, what does the governor do?
He changes it to August 17th.
So on my way driving, and I was listening to the governor's press conference at 3 o'clock, and he said that in-person instruction cannot take place in Arizona until August 17th. So that buys us some time, but who knows what August 17th is going to look like. It goes from 5 weeks to 6.5 weeks for us, so that's or 7 weeks for us. So we're doing okay there, but it's just interesting times.
Very interesting times, and we just have to be ready for any changes that come our way.
Yeah. Now, one of the other things that the governor said also, Heidi, is that he's limiting public events to 50 people, and so that has a significant impact on Chino Valley High School.
It has an absolutely significant impact. Currently, we have scheduled our graduation ceremony. We postponed it to July 15th at the Finley Toyota Center. And now the high school staff will get together and come up with we'll reevaluate and come up with a different plan for our graduates. And so I need to make sure that all of the graduates and their parents look out for information from us. We will send it through our ConnectEd system, our phone system. We'll post it to our webpage and the school district's webpage, letting them know of the upcoming changes that will be happening to graduation.
I know you had put a lot of work into it, and there was plans for social distancing and 150 graduates and two tickets each and assigned seats, and it was going to be still probably close to, with the graduates and staff and parents, close to 500, people in the event center.
Yeah. I mean, it's very heartbreaking for us because we know how our seniors really wanted a ceremony in the event center. And the staff has put a lot of time into working with the event center to make sure that we could have this and at least have a live ceremony for the students in what we typically, where we have our typical graduation. So it's disheartening, but I'm an optimist and we'll work on something else to celebrate our students' graduation.
Right. It is unfortunate. It's just the times are limiting us to what we can and cannot do, and unfortunately we can't get together. And that's, you know, we were all looking forward to that and kind of bringing back some normalcy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Well, the other thing there's several things I want to talk about with you today. But another thing is, I know that the district leadership team, the other principals, myself, our assistant superintendent, and other administrators and staff have been working hard on coming up with some plans on how to start school in person. And apparently that date is August 17th now. So, and one of the things they talked about or that was decided was kind of three scenarios. Do you feel comfortable kind of describing what the three scenarios are?
Sure, absolutely. The first scenario would be having students come back to schools on a normal schedule, but putting in place some of the items that we need to make sure that students and staff members feel safe. There would be, temperature checks. We would make sure that we had social distancing and that teachers would be teaching their classes, but they would also be working on their Google Classrooms so that if a student wasn't there, that they could go ahead and find their work, find videos, find the information, handouts that they normally would be using during class.
Right.
And then just being prepared for in case the scenario or the situation would change and we couldn't have that face-to-face interactions with our students, which is for most of us educators, what we want and why we got into the business.
Right. Now, part of that is people have that option. of, you know, we have families who have legitimate concerns about sending their kids to school.
Yes.
You know, mostly that has to do with either the child may have health issues, the family may have to have health issues that the child could expose the family members to. So we want to make sure we address everyone's needs, those that are coming to school, those that aren't. So, and I can tell you that the plans that we have in place will be much more rigorous and much better than what kind of happened on the spur of the moment last spring.
Yeah, and that one of the things that, you know, the district has taken very seriously, and so, and the staff, is that we get our teachers all familiar with Google Classroom. A lot of teachers have been getting their certification in it, so that in case we have to go to an online, or else if we have students that can't come to school because they have health issues or somebody in their family does, that the information that is there will be rigorous and will be more of what they're used to on a daily basis as of what we were able to put together at the end of last semester. So that has been at the forefront of our planning and our expectation for our staff.
Now, if it comes to a situation where we're required by, you know, either our school board or local or state officials to create more social distancing, we have a second scenario for that.
Yes, we do.
So, you know, in general terms, what does scenario two look like?
Scenario two looks like, again, if students still need to be home because of their own health issues or someone in their family, they can continue. What that would do is scenario two would look at kind of dividing the students so we'd only have half on campus at one time. And that way we would have less students on campus at a particular time. And so we could do greater social distancing. You know, one of the things that we, whatever level we're working at, whatever scenario, we have a gel in and gel out mentality, meaning that as students come into a classroom, there'll be hand sanitizer for them and as they leave. But the second scenario would half the students at school at a time, and we would work with our parents to make sure that if a parent has students at different campuses, they would be on the same schedule.
Okay.
Because we know that that would be very difficult for people for childcare if they had a student, you know, with different schedules. So we're going to keep families together
right. With
the same schedule.
Right. And then God forbid something happens and we get to a point where we're at home like we were with a stay-at-home order, we have scenario three.
Yes, we do. And scenario three is going for our teachers straight to our Google Classroom. And in Google Classroom, they would go ahead and be able to post videos. We are going to purchase some cameras to do that for our teachers. They'll be able to post their work. They'll have meeting times. And so they'll have more connectivity with our students. But that would be where all students would be at home learning, and our plan and preparation is for it to be as vigorous as possible and for the students to get the curriculum that they need and
okay.
meet their standards.
Now, I know that last week the governor made some clarifications about education and what they're calling the AZ Cares program. And what's nice is that the governor gave some flexibility on allowing the district to have to still serve those kids at home. That was a concern.
It is a big concern.
You know, we would serve the kids, but the way things were, I'll say, we weren't going to be able to get funding for them, and that would have hurt the district significantly.
Right.
So the two things that happened is kids can be at home getting instruction, and the district can still get funding for them, which is new. In addition, there's a limit on how much the district would lose if the number of students went down in the district. So those two things are extremely helpful to the district. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to pay teachers and staff and run buses and things like that. So, and the other thing I wanted to mention is, and we learned in our meeting today, Sodexo, our food service provider, has come up with a plan on how they're going to serve meals during that time. So we have about 30 seconds. If you can maybe, if you recall what some of the ideas on that were.
Well, one of the things that, you know, we have salad bars and vegetables are important for all of us, especially our kids. So they're going to make sure that they're already prepared ahead of time and sealed, and all of the food will be already, I don't want to say prepackaged in a negative tone, but it will be so that there's no one handling food. Their Sodexo staff is totally awesome, and they are following all of the CDC guidelines and are staying 6 feet apart as they're preparing food, and they're wearing masks and gloves and following all the sanitation requirements they have to do anyways. And then students will be given a card to either scan, or they'll have lists of the kids' numbers for the little guys until they can get a card, so that the students will not be punching in their numbers, because you would have to clean that keyboard between. So it would just be so students will still get provided and will still have an assortment, maybe just not as much of items to choose from.
So we're going to continue with our conversation in just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break. This is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and as always, on the web at kqna.com.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers, with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
It covers the entire Verde Valley and Sedona.
It's Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cottonwood Area Transit has you covered wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley all day, every day.
Take Cottonwood Area Transit through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde.
That's why you're in the big seat, Rudy.
And I'm taking Verde Links seat to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and take a seat.
Would you let it ride?
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Selena Bliss is the conservative choice for the Arizona House. Selena is a lifelong Republican who has lived in Prescott since childhood. Selena has spent her career in healthcare. As a frontline nurse, she coordinates medical care for our wildland firefighters. As president of the Arizona Nursing Association, she has been a strong advocate at the Capitol. Please vote for Selena Bliss for the Arizona House, District 1, the conservative choice. Paid for by GPL Committee for Arizona Leadership. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk the Town. So before we get back into to how we're planning for school to come up, I just wanted to mention that we have a school board meeting that's taking place on August 7th, which is a week from tomorrow. And what we're asking is just to kind of, for social distancing purposes, that if you want to speak at the meeting, you can email me, and that's at superintendent@chinovalleyschools.com. Sorry about that. And I'll make sure that that gets read during open or call to the public. And that needs to be on, call to the public is items that are not on the agenda. If you have a comment on an agenda item, you can email me and I'll make sure it gets on the, discussed at the agenda item. Or if you want to talk in person, we're just going to have you stand outside until it's time to talk, just to have that social distancing available. The meeting will be live on the district's Facebook page at Chino Valley Schools Arizona, or you can also go to the district's webpage, and there's a Facebook link on there, and that's www.chinovalleyschools.com. And again, that will be on Tuesday, August 7th. That starts at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, evening, and it should last about an hour, hour and a half. There's a lot of stuff on the agenda just because of what's happening. But again, if you want comments, you can email me at superintendent@chinovalleyschools.com, and I'll make sure that gets on there. You can also find an agenda on the district website. That will be up in the next couple of days. The other thing that I want to mention is on the district's Facebook page, again, at Chino Valley Schools Arizona. There is a Chino Valley Schools California, so be careful. So at Chino Valley Schools Arizona, there is a parent survey that we're asking parents to take that talks a little bit about the three scenarios that Heidi described earlier and what's your preference for your student attending if in each of the scenarios, how you would get your child to school, a question about face masks and things like that. So if you know, we really want your opinion. We value your opinion as parents and community members. So please, you can go to, again, either of those, you can go to the Facebook page at Chino Valley Schools Arizona or the webpage, which is chinovalleyschools.com, and give us your input. We're really looking forward to it. So Heidi, you talked a little bit about the three scenarios. Let's talk a little bit about the two-day process that it took to get there. Who was involved in coming up with the plans?
So we had teachers. We invited teachers from each of the schools. We had even the special ed department had some of our special ed teachers from our schools come in. We had our instructional coaches, and we had our school administrators, principals, assistant principals, assistant superintendent, and, of course, you, the superintendent. So it was a large group. We had about four or five from maybe more, six from each of the schools. So right. We had a lot of great input from teachers from kindergarten, a centers program, all the way through high school YC dual enrollment classes. Right. We have a little bit of everybody there.
And one thing that impressed me is there was about 31 people there.
Yeah.
And I asked the question, how many of you are parents of school-age children? Because I wanted to make, one of the questions is, well, our parents have an input. Well, about half the people in the room were parents of school-age children, so the decisions that they were making would be impacting their children.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to, I thought that was important that we had a good representation of parents because it's important that parents have input on, and they did, on the plans that were being developed. And so, we also had IT there. We had maintenance. We had food service there. And so we had tried to have a cross-section of all the departments along with instructional staff, and as you mentioned, special ed, and our ELL, ELL coordinator was there. And so we had a good, strong representation from many areas to develop those plans. And so what was kind of the thinking or the process that took place?
Well, as a large group, we would go ahead and talk about what we could do to improve things for the next year up to what situation happens, mm-hmm. whether we're meeting kids face-to-face or we're all online or we're a hybrid. So we met we met as a whole group and gave input, and then we moved into smaller groups. The smaller groups had combinations of, so that wasn't all everybody from the same school. So it was a combination of staff members from all of the four schools or the different departments. And then getting their input onto, what we could do for social distancing, what we could do for curriculum, what we could do for our facilities. So everybody had some input. And then later on, we went into groups of, like, secondary education, where it was just the middle school and high school teachers. And then the same thing with the K through 5 or pre-K through 5. And then we were given the task of coming up with kind of three scenarios. And again, we met again in small groups, and then we met within just the high school. So the high school could talk about things that were particular that we have to think about that maybe the pre-K does or pre-K through 2 thinks about that we don't have to think mm-hmm. about. So, and everybody was given a lot of opportunity for their feedback and to think through, because both days we were there for about 6-7 hours.
Right, right.
And about thinking about what we could do in each of the three scenarios to ensure that students are safe and that they're getting the best quality education as possible.
Right. And I think, you know, and you'd kind of alluded to it earlier that one of the things was reflecting on what took place fourth quarter.
Right.
And, you know, I think we took a hard look at it and said, you know, there's a lot of things that we could have done better.
Absolutely.
I think under the circumstances, we did okay.
Mm-hmm.
We had, you know, I know that food service, we had about 12 hours notice to get food out. you know, we on that day in March, the day after spring break, we had a week to get things going as far as instruction goes. And so it was we cobbled something that was okay together. And the plans that we put together, I feel, well, first of all, I want to compliment that the whole, you know, everyone that went, and it was everyone to a T knew that we had an important job to do.
Absolutely.
And that I was impressed with the work ethic, with the hard work that they put in, with the thought that everyone put in to come up with these plans. And, you know, and we're talking right now, we're, you know, Heidi and I are talking in general terms. There's very detailed plans in place. That we have available to us that we'll present to the board. But, you know, I was very impressed with everyone's take on this and their input and everything. And so I'm happy with the product and think that, you know, what the education that we can provide the kids under each of the scenarios, each of the circumstances is going to be the best that we can do. And, we put some things in place. And you had mentioned this, getting our teachers training in Google Classrooms was vital, and I think we it was interesting. We made a commitment on Google Classrooms, what, last fall?
Right.
That's something that, you know, we wanted to stress on our teachers last fall, and boy, that was an awesome decision because it has come, to be a necessity for us.
And I think that the teachers, understand that things can change in a moment's notice as we're learning every day. And that I think that they really understand the importance of us doing that more so than ever. Maybe in September they didn't understand August, but I think now, just being that being prepared. And, you know, one of the things I want to mention that we really took in consideration, and that's why it's important to take the survey that, is on our website at the district, is that, we're really looking at our kids that maybe don't have computers or internet connectivity, and we're looking at also addressing those needs through our plan. We do not want to leave any student not able to access that information if we go to a hybrid or online. We want to make, or if students need to stay home because of health reasons.
And you know that's a good point because you know we're talking about trying to provide devices and trying to provide connectivity and, and even, staff has come up with a plan. I'm going to give, kudos to Cindy Daniels, our assistant superintendent, and Larry Fulmer, who came up with this plan. We may have an opportunity to provide a device that doesn't need connectivity and, provide instruction so that kiddos can see the videos and the online material without being online. And so there's a plan that we have put in place to do that. And so, these are all things that we didn't necessarily have the time to do, in the fourth quarter. However, we do have the time now to put these things in place. And also, through experience, we've developed plans that we think are going to be viable and, again, provide a more rigorous instruction or as rigorous an instruction as we can under the circumstances. So that's been kind of exciting.
And I know that one of the things that, all of our staff members, no matter from territorial through the high school, is that we know that communication is really important, and we've looked at ways to be better communicators with our students and our parents.
Right. So one of the things we have just a few minutes left before our long break, but I wanted to kind of focus. I know this is a concern, is what are we putting in place to make sure that the facilities are clean and safe, and then also that we're identifying those kiddos and staff that may be presenting or presented with different symptoms. And so just real quick, if you kind of, when a kid comes to school, what might they expect at Chino Valley High School?
One of the things that the student can expect is that, all of our staff, and again, that could be from territorial through Chino High School, will work with our school nurse, and we'll get some training on what to look for symptoms when a student is not well, whether it be COVID or something else, so we can send them to the nurse. But we'll also be trained on how to use temperature devices to make sure that we can go ahead and scan students.
And I want to mention that we understand and know that kids have fevers that have nothing to do with COVID. We deal with fevers all the time. And so we know that just because a kid has a fever, that doesn't mean they have COVID-19. But it's something that we still need to address. And the kid may be sent home, and fever may break, and they may be coming back to school the next day.
Absolutely. And all we're going to train our staff is so that they can send it to the nurse. And then from there, the health aide and the nurse can make the decision and, of course, notify the parent. And do all of those things. Also making sure that we have the gel in and gel out policy, where we're going to go over with our students correct hygiene practices, reminding them they need to wash their hands when they use the restroom, after they eat, and then using the gel when they go into a classroom and when they leave the classroom. So we're just going to heighten awareness of that and making sure that everybody, including the staff, is practicing that. And our maintenance staff and cleaning crew has been working really hard to make sure that our rooms will be cleaned and kept hygienic.
And again, one thing that started a couple years ago that is just fortuitous is we've been especially at the high school, on replacing the old drinking fountains.
Yes.
And with?
We have water-filled bottles, and we've been lucky because our student council members have gone ahead and, under the leadership of Yvette D'Angelo, and have gifted us those. So we had one in the cafeteria last year, and we put another one into the entryway into the main office, and we're looking at putting other ones out there on campus. So that is another way of making sure that students are not working with a drinking fountain and could be touching the little lip part of it. So that has been really great. And again, thank you, student council members, if you're out there. And I know that's a plan that we're looking at for the other campuses.
Yeah, the bottle filling stations are going to be helpful. Whether this happened or not, it's something that we were planning on. So it's just was fortuitous that we had this plan in place. Well, we're going to take a break. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes to talk a little bit about what's going on at Chino Valley High School without COVID. Some of the neat things happening. So this is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and as always, on the web at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with two locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Waters Garden companion plants for June are sunburst locust, moonshine yarrow, silverberry, and Hall's honeysuckle.
Ideal at growing up fences, walls, or as a ground cover.
Wind, drought, deer, javelina are no problem.
Hall's honeysuckle is an outstanding mountain vine with fragrant yellow flowers that loves blooming in the summer heat.
An excellent solution for a fast-growing screen, even in the poorest of soil.
You'll only find the hardiest vines at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Divers have recovered the body of a man who went missing on Lake Havasu yesterday. Mojave County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Anita Mortensen says divers resumed their search this morning.
At approximately 10:22 a.m., divers located the male subject deceased in approximately 21 feet of water. The male victim has been identified as Gary Elliott Welmer, 67, of Lake Havasu City.
The circumstances of how he went missing on Lake Havasu are unknown and under investigation.
Multiple 911 calls were received by the Mojave County Sheriff's Office Communication Center about a male subject that was missing in the water on Lake Havasu in the area of Thompson Bay. That's all still being investigated by the dive team and the Division of Boating Safety Team.
It's unknown if the victim fell off a boat or went for a swim. Extremely gusty winds blowing in a big cool down today, chilling after bedtime tonight to a clear breezy 49 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, warming back up during the week with highs around 81 tomorrow through Thursday, 86 Friday, with winds dissipating and a 20% chance for Thursday and Friday rain. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a breezy late night low near 56, then up to a sunny 91 tomorrow tomorrow through Thursday, 96 Friday, with the same chance for Thursday and Friday rain. Your KQNA News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening. Please be fire safe. Like us on Facebook and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, will continue in a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQNA.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance, and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Thank you for calling Patriot Disposal. This is Jim. How may I help you?
Jim, I don't use your service. I have another company, and I just got my trash bill today, and oh, I'm so hopping mad. Do you charge a monthly regulatory fee?
No.
Administrative?
No.
Environmental?
No. In fact, with our own SmartStream Recycle technology, our recycle service at Patriot Disposal is free.
Free recycling? No monthly fees? Okay, Jim, sign me up with Patriot Disposal.
Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Hi, everyone. This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me every weekday from 9 to noon right here on KQNA. I'm proud to be part of KQNA's live talk block every day. No bullying of punches because we tell it like it is. And if you like to think, well, you'll love my show. And if you don't like to think, well, by golly, you need my show. The Dennis Prager Show weekdays from 9 to noon on the talk of the Quad Cities KQNA.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town. Just a quick reminder on a couple things. First of all, we want parent input on how school should look or what's going to happen with school at whenever it starts. And again, it was scheduled to start August 5th, and that's actually going to be changed to at least the 17th. But you can find a survey, a little bit about what's going on, a little bit about face masks. It also talks about your technology needs. That can be on our Facebook page, which is at Chino Valley Schools Arizona. You can also find it on our webpage, which is, there's a link to the Facebook page, and that is chinovalleyschools.com. In addition, a week from tomorrow, August 7th, is our regularly scheduled school board meeting. That will be held at 5 o'clock at the district office at 650 East Center Street. However, we're asking, due to social distancing, that if you don't need to be there, please don't be there. It will be streamed live on the district's Facebook page at Chino Valley Schools Arizona. And then also, if you have input, either call the public, which is items that are not on the agenda, or if you want to comment on an agenda item, you can email me, which is, and my email is superintendent@chinovalleyschools.com, and I'll make sure that it gets read, either call the public, again, something that's not on the agenda, or it can be an agenda item, and I'll make sure it's read while the agenda item is being taken care of. And if you really feel like you need to be there and speak in person, there'll be an opportunity, but we're going to ask that you wait outside until it's time to speak and then come in and then and leave. That way, again, we are trying to maintain social distance and everything else. Again, and it's working out. The streaming online, we actually get more people viewing it while we're streaming it than we've ever had, I think, in the past year come in. So it's an opportunity for you to see what's going on with your school district by just watching it as much as you want. So, again, my guest is Heidi Wolf, principal of Chino Valley High School. Talk a little bit about the valedictorian and the salutatorian and some neat kids.
Absolutely. Our valedictorian is Magali Gomez. And She's a very active young lady. She's been part of student council. She's been in our Honors Academy program and taken a variety of YC dual enrollment classes, both on campus and off. She is planning on going to NAU, and she is, I believe, from last time I spoke with her, is interested in, I'm sorry, ASU, not NAU.
Uh-oh.
ASU, sorry, my golly, if you're listening.
She's a Sun Devil, not a lumberjack.
Yeah, and she is planning on going into the medical field, and I believe she wants to be a doctor. And let me tell you, she will be an awesome doctor. She's the first person in her family to graduate high school, so I know her parents are super proud.
Wow.
And she's very delightful and has been busy working also, but, you know, a real great role model and probably one of the nicest kids. Both of Val and Sal are probably the nicest kids.
And she's an outstanding, she really deserves it. She works hard.
Absolutely.
And really neat young lady.
Yeah, absolutely. She has worked extremely hard for her 4.0, let me tell you. and she represents Chino very well. Our salutatorian is Phoenix Swayaki. Phoenix has been very, also a part of the Honors Academy. He's on cross country and track and has been captain and another great role model. He's been also busy taking we used to be called Mountain Institute JTED, but our CTED classes now, Career Technical Education. And he has been part of the pre-engineering program, done extremely well. And he's planning on going to Letourneau University in Texas and studying engineering,
mm-hmm.
and some of it have to do with sustainability also.
Right.
And both students are really well-liked by the staff and their fellow students. Phoenix, just by coincidence, was also chosen by our staff for the freshman of the year, sophomore of the year, junior. like I said, a tremendous young man. Very proud of both of them. Always, and they're both active in the community to help people. And just overall, just two wonderful, just like most of the kids at Chino, just wonderful, wonderful students. Wonderful. Young people, and I'm very proud of all my graduating seniors, well done, Magali and Phoenix.
Well, what's interesting is, and, you know, people say, well, Chino Valley High School, a little tiny high school out in the middle, you know, north of Prescott. You know, we do graduate kids that go on and become doctors and dentists and veterinarians and engineers and, you know, IT professionals, and it's amazing what Chino Valley graduates do.
Absolutely. And one of the things that, you know, I always tell everybody, I will put up my smartest kids against any school, and they're just as smart and just as hardworking. And I always, as a general, the subs always compliment the students at Chino Valley High School. I get more compliments about the kids being nice and respectful and courteous and helpful. So,
right.
Like I said, I'll put my kids up against any kids any day. They're the best.
Well, one of the things you mentioned was with both Magali and Phoenix was dual enrollment classes.
Absolutely.
What kind of opportunities are there for kids? You know, and basically that's where a kid takes a college class at the same time that they're taking a high school credit.
Yeah.
So what kind of opportunities do they have for kids to graduate high school with college credit?
On our campus, we have our CTE classes. But I'm going to talk about first our classes, our English and math. So first, we have English 101, 102, and we have a 202, 304, I believe it is. But we have 2 years of English college classes they can take.
Wow.
And we also have YC statistics, pre-calc, calculus. We have a variety of math classes that the kids can take. on our campus. They're with our teachers who are also dual enrollment instructors, meaning that they have been vetted from Yavapai College. And we have a lot of students who take advantage of that because it's free college credit for their parents.
Yep.
And they get an opportunity to do college work before they go to college. And one of the things that they tell me when they come back is that they were so glad they took their dual enrollment classes because when they went to school, they didn't stress as much about their other classes because they were kind of used to it. And we also have on our campus and also through our partnership with Mountain Institute CTED, we have a variety of courses that students can take for also for dual enrollment, like within the pre-engineering program. We have welding classes. On our campus, we have culinary that they can be dual enrolled in. We have a brand new class in our ag department is greenhouse management that will be dual enrolled. And we just have a variety of things from automotive to welding to CNA to CNT on our campus, computer networking technologies that is taught by a Yavapai instructor that comes to our campus to teach that class specifically. One of the things that I really want to stress for all of our students and our incoming students, our freshmen, is that take advantage of these because it really can either clarify for you a career that you want to go into, or even more importantly, sometimes you have an idea of something you want to do, and by taking these courses, it may give you, that's not for me, or else it may be like, I didn't know that within that particular field there was so many job opportunities, and you know, our goal is at the high school, college, and career readiness. And what that combination is for every student is a little bit different. They could be going off to a four-year university or Yavapai, or they could be going to trade school or right to work.
Well, and you know, you mentioned that, you know, that it's a free opportunity.
Yes.
I did the calculation last year, and for this would have been the class of 2019. It saved the families about $250,000. In the college credit that our students took at Chino Valley High School. So that's pretty amazing when, and I know there's kids that come out with basically their first and sometimes second year of college done.
Absolutely. We've had students that have told me they started as a sophomore, not a freshman in college.
Yeah.
And they are parents and they are thrilled.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, an amazing opportunity that I know I didn't have when I was in high school it's pretty amazing. And we have about 30 seconds, a new CTE program on the high school campus.
Right. We're having business management coming up next year. And this is for students that maybe they want to work in an office, go work for Google, Microsoft, those kind of things that will give them the business skills, those skills using a computer and understanding the correct protocol and working in an office. And it doesn't really matter what office. You could be working for the government or for an insurance company or anything in between, just giving you those basic skills. Because we hear from a lot of employers that they want students who are comfortable with using a computer. They can answer a phone. They know how to interact with people who come in, their customers. So whether that you've picked out that field or not, and I'm a prior BMAS teacher, so I have a little bit of lenience towards that. But I just feel it's a great program, and I think that students should take advantage of it. Plus, all those skills you can use in any career that you go into that you're going to be learning.
Well, and I think that's a lot with a lot of these CTE classes is you may learn things specific to an industry, but you're going to learn skills that you may use in other industries or in that you may, you know, if you learn how to work on your vehicle, you may not be a mechanic, but you're going to be able to work on your vehicle the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
one more class I want to talk that's brand new this coming year is if those students that are interested in psychology, we're offering it this upcoming year.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you spending the whole hour with me, Heidi. I know that, you know, we were having the conversation. Things changed right before we came in, so thanks for being flexible there. And we will be right back with KQNA's Talk of the Town. We'll wrap it up. This is KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
It covers the entire Verde Valley and Sedona.
It's Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cottonwood Area Transit has you covered wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley all day, every day.
Take Cottonwood Area Transit through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde.
That's why you're in the big seat, Rudy.
And I'm taking the Verde Links seat to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and take a seat.
Would you let it ride?
Waters Garden companion plants for June are golden locust, silverberry, Hall's honeysuckle, and portulaca.
Portulaca tolerates blazing sun where the neon flowers attract butterflies.
Available in red, orange, violet, white, and pink.
Great for containers, rock gardens, between sunny stepping stones, or any hot, dry garden space where nothing else grows.
The brighter, the better.
You'll find the toughest bloomers at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Well, as we wrap things up, just a couple reminders. First of all, we want parent input, and that we have a survey on our district Facebook page at Chino Valley Schools Arizona, and or you can go to our district website at www.chinovalleyschools.com. And again, it'll ask you about the new school year and everything else. Also, we have a school board meeting next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, August 7th at 5 o'clock. I'm sorry, July 7th at 5 o'clock. And we will have, you can email me any comments you have at the superintendent at chinovalleyschools.com. Thanks to Heidi Wolf, our guest today. This is KQNA's Talk of Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.